He is the secret of Fatima. Not the miracle of the sun, not even the rosary, not even the woman more brilliant than the sun, not even what will happen to the church. But Saint Joseph is the great secret of Fatima that very few people come to realize. We have these six amazing apparitions, one left that will happen sometime later to Lucia alone. And this all stirs curiosity, it stirs controversy, it stirs epic drama. And people for many years say the Pope hasn't revealed the secret, and there's all this suspicion. Have they revealed it? And many people still say, what's the secret of Fatima? My friends, let me reveal it to you. It's Saint Joseph. In a prior apparition, the Blessed Mother tells Lucia, Saint Joseph will come with the child Jesus to bless the world. And then at that final apparition, the children who could not see the sun. Did you know that Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco could not see the miracle of the sun? They weren't looking at that. They didn't even know that it was happening. In fact, the only thing that they could see was what was revealed as the persecutions that would happen to the church, then the Blessed Mother as Our Lady of Mount Carmel and Our Lady of Sorrows, and then finally we have Saint Joseph with the child Jesus blessing the world. He is the secret. He is the hidden secret that everyone ignores, that everyone overlooks because he's so quiet. And that's exactly how God is. You know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about that many will be deceived in the times of the Antichrist, and even will those see and know who God is? And you know how we will know who God is? Because he will come quietly, imperceptibly, and silently, where everyone else will be expecting him to make explosions, loud miracles, and crazy things, and all this, and all these distractions that are not part of God's character. That's not God's personality. God is humble. God is quiet. God hides to see if you can find him. And those are the traits of Saint Joseph. That's why he's so important. Saint Joseph points us to what's really important in life. And you know what's really important in life? It's the boring things, the ordinary things, your daily work, your daily sacrifices, your cooking, the way you love your husband or your wife, the way you love your children. It's if we were to take a survey of your family and we were to ask them, what grade would you give your family member? How pleasant is it to live with them? Would they give you an A or a B, or maybe would they even fail you? At the end of the day, that's all that we have to present to God. We don't have to present to God, at least most of us, miracles and healings and amazing superpowers. We just have our daily life. And yet that's what God wants. Later on, Sister Lucia Irma Dolores, as we were referring to her name, which means Sister Dolores, they asked her, what did it mean, Saint Joseph being present? And she said, from when she prayed to God, that this was revealed to her, that God desires the daily sacrifice of our daily duties, our little things that make us faithful to our vocation. These are the things that God desires. And insofar as we get distracted from these, we get distracted from God's will in our lives. Yet look at YouTube. YouTube can be sometimes very deceptive. What are the things that are the most interesting, religiously speaking, when you look at, even just secularly, when you look at what are the videos that trend? It's the drama. It's the controversy over here. It's the crazy thing that Pope Francis supposedly said. It's this scandal. It's how terrible this thing. And those are just distractions. They're not actually leading you to what God wants you to care about. God doesn't want you to care about these extraordinary things. God wants you to care about the way you cook a meal. God wants you to care about the way you fold your clothes. God wants you to care about whether you're pleasant to be next to when you sleep, if you snore or not, or if you smell good, or if you have bad breath. Those little details that are the way in which we show love, those are what God wants us to care about. But of course, those videos no one watches because they're boring, correct? But that's where God is. And Saint Joseph can help us to find God in the midst of the ordinary. That's his secret power. And that blessing that he gives to the world, we should ask for him to bless us every day. Every day, St. Joseph should bless our daily life, that it may become infused with God, that it may turn from natural into supernatural, that we may not just have good hearts, but do things well. It's important that as Catholics, we do both of these things, that not only we cook with a good heart, but that the food is actually good, that both of those things. So tonight, for instance, I made a dinner for my family, and I wanted it to be good, but I also wanted to do it from a heart of humility, and I'm getting there. This is where we can find our holiness, in these ordinary things, in all these things that are happening in our world, coronavirus, the election, this, that, the other, the gasoline, whatever's the latest drama, are all distractions, my friends. They are all Satan distracting you from the important ordinary things that seem unimportant. That's the illusion, and the devil knows it. He knows that that is what God judges. How much we follow Jesus, how much we bring our ordinary life to God through the sacraments, through prayer, and how much we let God into our ordinary life, that we be lights to other people. My friends, Saint Joseph is the great secret of Fatima. His silence, his humility, that's how you know it's God. He's not a show-off, and neither is Saint Joseph. He is a great secret of Fatima, my friends. Ask him for his blessing every day. Consecrate yourselves to Saint Joseph. And I'll see you in the next video.